First, the setback. Last week, Lindsey fell one vote shy of getting House Bill 541 passed. Under the measure, Fulton voters would decide if the county's homestead exemption should go from $30,000 to $60,000. The bill's supporters argue homeowners need tax relief. Representative Lindsey also says Fulton County's government is bloated.
What we are trying to do here is lower the footprint of Fulton County government, given the fact that over 90% of the county is municipalized.
But the bill failed last week mostly because Democrats like Minority Leader Stacey Abrams of Atlanta opposed it.
There is no discernible issue with Fulton County's government operations, but there is an absolute effect of hurting Grady Hospital if this bill passes.
Abrams argues the loss in revenue would decimate the county's ability to fund Grady Hospital, public libraries, and senior services. Now comes the retaliation. The Republican majority of Fulton's legislative delegation had supported the bill. Lindsey says the debate should have been over at that point. Historically, Lindsey says the legislature supports the wishes of local delegations, regardless of party. But that didn't happen, and that's why Lindsey is upset with Democrats. In response, Lindsey took the procedural step of retracting already approved local legislation, seven bills in total concerning places like Albany and Macon.
My hope is, by doing this and putting everything back on the table, is everyone will take a breath and see that local delegations' desire should be honored.
Meanwhile, Abrams called the move unprecedented.
We have never had it such that other local legislation was held hostage because people refused to vote up or down on a specific bill. I'm just very disappointed by his actions and by the fact that the House was put in such a terrible position.
Abrams argues Democrats were within their right to vote against the bill. In any event, Lindsey now wants a floor vote on one bill combining the homestead exemption legislation with the other local measures he held up. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.